KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, some light fog. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, skies should be partly cloudy today, a high of 71. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Three Southwest Iowa residents were arrested on separate drug charges Monday in Adams County. The sheriff's office says at around 11:30 a.m., 27-year-old Adam John Cross of Corning was arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, along with charges that include possession with the intent to distribute marijuana and meth on real property, gathering where controlled substances were unlawfully used, trafficking of stolen weapons, and a felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. His bond at the Adams County Jail was set at $5,000. Cross's arrest followed the execution of a search warrant at 1022 9th Street in Corning, where deputies found a fifth-wheel RV located on the property. Inside, they found 355 grams of marijuana, packaging material, and numerous items of drug paraphernalia, as well as a weapon stolen from the Taylor County American Legion. And at around 6:45 p.m. Monday, deputies in Adams County arrested 59-year-old Timothy Jones and 53-year-old Teresa Jones, both of Bedford, for felony possession of meth with the intent to deliver, possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, possession of a prescription drug, and felony charges of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, as well as bringing a controlled substance into a detention facility. His arrest took place after deputies responded to a reported suspicious vehicle parked in the Minimart parking lot. An investigation resulted in the recovery of meth, marijuana, and hydrocodone pills, as well as a scale and plastic bags. The couple was being held in the Adams County Jail on $5,000 cash bond each. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man on serious domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications charges Monday night. 41-year-old Justin Wade Woods of Stanton was taken into custody just before 9 p.m. in the 200 block of Center Street in Stanton. Woods was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man suspected of robbing a convenience store early this morning. Officers were called to the DNS Express at 2924 North Broadway Street at around 5:18 a.m. with regard to a panic alarm being pushed from the cash register holdup button. Upon arrival and making contact with the clerk, it was determined the store was robbed by an unidentified white male who entered the business and demanded money from the clerk's cash register. The suspect did not display a weapon but told the clerk he had one in his pocket. The clerk gave the suspect an undetermined amount of cash from the register. The man then left the area in an unknown direction of travel. He was described as wearing a striped shirt and blue jeans. Surveillance video was not available at the time of the press release for us to post on our website for you. A teenager from Pottawatomie County died and three others were injured during a rollover accident Sunday morning near Honey Creek. The Pott County Sheriff's Office says a male, 17-year-old Dakota Cody Gittens of Underwood, died at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs following the crash. It happened at around 2:40 a.m. Sunday in the vicinity of 185th Street and Sumac Road. Deputies found a 1998 Ford Escort involved in the crash just before 3 a.m. An investigation determined the car had failed to make it through a curve, left the road, and went into a ravine before it rolled over. Deputies located four teens, including Gittens, who was unconscious and not breathing. Deputies performed CPR on Gittens until rescue personnel arrived, but he later succumbed to his injuries. The vehicle's other occupants, all of whom were 17 and from Council Bluffs, were identified as Keegan Caskey, Colin Evans, and Riley Allman. They suffered minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation by the Pott County Sheriff's Office. Gittens was a junior at the Underwood High School, where he played baseball and football. One of his sisters is a freshman at the school. Grief counselors were available at the school Sunday afternoon and will be available all week as well, this as needed. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they arrested on Saturday 38-year-old Jason Boyd Williamson of Wyota. Williamson faces a felony OWI third offense or subsequent offense charge. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Sunday on $5,000 bond. And a lawsuit filed for more than a dozen people alleges a former Council Bluffs doctor shifted assets to his wife so he wouldn't have to pay compensation to his sex crime victims. Dennis Jones was sentenced to 10 years in prison after his 2014 convictions. Prosecutors say Jones possessed an estimated 1.2 million images of child pornography and 9,300 videos of child pornography, including some of his young patients. Several families involved sued in 2014. A new lawsuit filed last week names Jones and his wife Marianne and says that he's transferred more than $1.4 million in real estate and other assets to his wife. Their attorney, Mike Winter, said the transfers were made so Marianne Jones had funds to live on. Winter said the transfers weren't fraudulent because all were made before the lawsuits were filed. In the funeral announcements, Barbara Strachey, age 85 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtsu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Barbara Strachey will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Geraldine Dietrich, age 96 of Adair, has died. Mass of Christian burial for Geraldine Dietrich will be today at 2 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. The Mason Lindhart Funeral Home of Humboldt has the arrangements. Candy Jo McGarren Day, age 56 of Avoca, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Candy Day will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Walnut High School. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mark Kemp, age 80 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the home of his daughter in Dallas Center. Funeral services for Mark Kemp will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Marge Porter, age 93 of Greenfield, died March 30th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Marge Porter will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.